And the process is really straightforward. You just fill your pots up with seed starting mix, and you moisten it with a mister. I will put two seeds in each cell just in case one doesn't germinate. You cover them. The rule of thumb is you cover the seed to the thickness of the seed itself. So for pepper plants, that's about an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. Then you moisten that with a mister. You take your tray of seeds, you put it in the light, you fill it with water. It's easier to fill with water after you move it rather than before you move it. Put your dome on, plug in your heat lamp, and you're good to go. And within 7 to 14 days, you'll get little seedlings forming. Once they start to sprout, you want to take the dome off to let them have good air circulation. And you'll want to start giving them a very weak fertilizer. And we just use watered-down Miracle-Gro. And you want to fertilize them about once a week because seed starting mix doesn't really have a lot of nutrients in it. So you want to apply some fertilizer. And then you really just keep an eye on them. Make sure you keep them watered until you get to about the third week in April. And then you have a decision to make. You can let your plants go and just let them grow and keep fertilizing them and increase the concentration of fertilizer. And that works if you're using like 48 count cell trays because the plants will be a little farther apart. But if you're using 72 cells, what we do is we up-pot our plants around the third week in April. And so we'll get 3-inch pots, and I mix up a mix of topsoil and potting soil and a little bit of perlite. And that gives some nutrients to the plants. It also gives a little firmer soil to make the roots work a little bit. And pot them up, put tags in them, and then put them back in the trays. And then you just, again, keep an eye on them, keep them watered, and eventually you'll get to early May. So that's the point where you're getting really excited. You know, you're getting ready to get your garden going. And this is the point where you start to harden off your plants. And so that's the process of getting your little babies that you've been caring for the past, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, and you're getting them used to being outside. And so for us, we have a north-facing patio. And so we set up tables, and we put our trays out on those tables starting in early May where they're shady and protected and start hardening them off. But you also want to keep an eye on the weather because, as I mentioned earlier, frost can happen at any time, and you want to make sure that you're bringing your trays in the house when it looks like it's going to get, you know, 40, 45 degrees so you don't get them killed by frost. And so we harden them off on the north side of the porch for about a week, week and a half, and then we move them to our walkout basement slab, which is on the south side of the house, that second week in May. And that gives them full direct light. And that really helps get them going and get them used to being in full light. And you just keep them watered. The other thing you want to keep an eye out, in addition to frost, is rain. Because if you get a lot of rain, these trays don't have drainage, and so they'll fill with water. And so you'll want to dump the water out so you don't drown your plants. And then it'll also leach out nutrients, and so you want to also keep up with some fertilization.